Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Hey, man, what's that? I heard you had your heart torn apart.
Yeah, man, it finally happened to me. My main thing is my way of life.
Well, ain't no need to sit around crying. You know, it's other things other than your main thing.
Yeah, but I thought it would never happen to me. Everything was so good.
Yeah, well, but me and the JBs, we got a little something we want to lay on your head. I hope this makes you feel better.
Everybody plays a fool. No exception to the rule. It may be factual, it may be cruel. Everybody plays a fool.
Hello, and welcome to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Shane, and every Monday night, I'm here bringing you an hour of music of all different kinds, all around a different theme every week. Last week, I had my second theme in a row about the new school year, and I did an all-science show last week. It was a lot of fun. And today's show is very special. I have a guest, which is a super rare thing for me. And I think it's a good theme for this show, because this is Radio Free Brooklyn, and we call it radio, which is an old technology term, but it's digital and it's over the internet, which is new technology. And you might be listening to this on your telephone, which is a confusing combination of different words there. So tonight's theme is all about old media. And I'll give you a quick intro from my guest here, Ilan.
Hello.
And he is the host of, that's all you're going to hear from him for the rest of the night.
That's it.
He is the host of a show called Lost and Rewound here on Radio Free Brooklyn, which does all kinds of discussion of old media and pulling out gems from people's past. And we'll get into that in a minute.
Cool.
And
see, I said more.
Yeah. No, you're a great hype man. You're making me feel like I'm doing what I need to do.
I'm restraining myself.
We will get talking about all different kinds of old media. But first, let's hear some music. This first set I'm going to play, we're going to hear about all different kinds of media formats. We're going to hear songs about Nickelodeons, Victrolas, vinyl records, all kinds of stuff. So get ready. Be transported back into the analog age. And then after the set, I will talk to Ilan about the majesty of the cassette tape, among many other topics, so stick around for that. I'm going to kick off this set of old media songs with a number one hit from way back in 1950. This is a song called Music, 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 as recorded by Teresa Brewer, and it is here on episode 67 of Everybody Plays the Fool. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Oh, There's a page back in history, 45. They came back to the world that they fought for. Didn't turn out just like they thought, 45. Here is your song to sing. There's a record, so you put it on, 45. 9 years more of a looking out. 9-year-old puts his money down, 45. Every scratch, every click, every heartbeat, every breath that I held for you, 45. A stack, cause you're lacking mine. Oh, which is yours now and which is mine? 45. Here is your song to sing. There's a rebel in a nylon shirt, but the words are a mystery. I've heard till you turn it down to 33 1/3, cause it helps with the elocution. Corporations turn revolutions, 45. So don't you weep a shit. Perhaps he's got a shot, now he's dead, 45. Bells are chiming and tears are falling. It creeps up on you without a warning, 45. Every scratch, every click, every heartbeat, every breath that I bless, I've been lost, I confess, 45. 45 45 45. Yeah.
Change the times.
Radio Free Brooklyn, and this is Everybody Plays the Fool here live on a Monday night, and my name is Shane, and I'm joined tonight by a guest, which is a very exciting thing for me. I'm usually all alone in this basement studio, so it's nice to have company.
For you.
Sorry, I brought you up late there.
It's all good.
All right. Hello, Alan. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well, Shane. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
My pleasure. Alan Danziger is here because he is also a host on Radio Free Brooklyn. He hosts a show called Lost and Rewound, which airs Thursdays at 3 p.m. And why don't you tell people what your show is about? What's the premise?
When I was a kid, I recorded myself on audio cassette tape, and I kept the tapes. Long story short, I really wanted to preserve these tapes, and after preserving them for so many years, there seemed to be no greater option of finding a way to do something with them than using them as a foundation to have other people like myself who recorded themselves when they were younger unearth their own audio.
And you focus only on cassette tapes?
No, not anymore. Originally, it was my intent. The show actually began as a podcast before we became a show on Radio Free Brooklyn. In 2013, my co-host Jimmy and I, along with our old producer Doug Johnson, created the show with the intent of normally we would just have people contributing any cassette tapes or micro cassette tapes. We really wanted to try and be purists about it. And then over time, even before the show began on Radio Free Brooklyn, when we became broadcast into podcasts as opposed to straight up homegrown podcast, we kind of allowed there to be a little more of a broader spectrum.
Now you'll accept anything, right? Reel-to-reels, mini-discs, DAT?
Sure. Well, I mean, basically the ultimate intent is to find... I mean, it's a storytelling show at the very core because we want...
Digging up memories that are recorded on some arcane format that is still being preserved.
Sure, and in a lot of cases, even with some of our more recent guests, they've contributed stuff that is actually pretty recent, but it still represents a lot of what the main ethos we're trying to go for is, and that is embarrassing moments.
Right.
Things that don't represent who you are now. Because maybe you became a musician 5 years ago, and you're 5 years along now much different than you were 5 years ago. The fact that you recorded yourself when you did this, and maybe you're not like 40 years old, but you're like 20, 22 years old. I mean, that's still significant, right? Because a lot of folks who are contributing stuff from their high school days, it's the same kind of representation of coming from a time in your life when you were becoming who you are now.
So it's more about the snapshot of a particular moment than it is the media format specifically.
Yeah, and we exactly. But the fact is that we're going to always be excited when we have folks who have something that they have of the strictly, you know, the more sort of the cassette tape format. If it's a gear thing, like, hell yeah, we're all about it. Because, what's his name? The gentleman by the name of Tom Tenney came on our show for our season five opener. Who? Frequency Theory host Tom Tenney. He came on the show with tapes from his childhood. Now, one, this was significant because it was from his childhood, but it was also significant because it was like some of the oldest audio we have. And
right.
And so the older the audio, the better, but it always should represent something that means something to you. So if you found something that's not yours, that's cool. If you have a mixtape from your childhood that you recorded off the radio, that's cool. Again, it has to be something that you could tell a story about.
Yeah, that's interesting. Do you think that... get ready for Old Man Hour, because we're about to get into that part of the...
Old Man Hour begins right now.
The theme tonight is old media, so I think that's appropriate enough. But do you think that these damn kids today have it where everything is being recorded all the time? Do you think it's any less special to record something now? Like, I remember being a kid and recording something on cassette. It felt like it was... there was something newer about it, or there was something special about being able to have that technology in your own hands. And I feel like it's a really well-worn thing now, where it's just taken for granted. You can always record whatever you want
it's a perfect point, because up until the age of YouTube, nothing was being recorded for public consumption. Realistically, everything that you recorded was yours privately, and you never showed it to anybody else.
That's a great point, because it's like, it's not necessarily the fact that you're recording it that's different, but it's the intentionality behind knowing who your audience is going to be.
There's like a click of a button, and you could have everything be seen by so many people that are your followers.
But when you or I were recording things for ourselves as kids, just, you know, making up songs or recording our important hot take political thoughts as 8-year-olds or whatever we were doing.
You had hot take political thoughts when you were 8 years old?
Absolutely not.
Wow. I was going to say, it could very be the case. I was making fun of George Bush and Bill Clinton when I was like 11 years old.
But we didn't make those recordings as kids with any thought about who would ever hear it. Because it was, at least for me, especially me as an only child, like, I wasn't going to play these tapes for anybody.
Yeah.
Like, it was all part of my own sort of internal imaginary world that it was operating in. And
My recording series when I was younger was called The Danziger Zone, aptly enough. And I recorded 50 tapes of drivel, more or less, that made it to no other stereo other than my mom's car. And so I played her everything. And I don't
think... What an indulging mom. That's pretty generous.
Mom, if you're listening, thank you for listening.
We know she
to
is.
The Danziger Zone. Exactly. She listens every week to my show, and I love her for it. Thank you. But the fact that you have at least some kind of an audience, you should know that whenever you are putting something out there, the chance of it being heard by anybody, there has to be some kind of editing. So I remember even so much as back when I was making these tapes, there was like a little piece of my mind that said, maybe, just maybe, someone's going to hear this. And so I would edit myself. Like, I remember one time I managed to, on tape, get a fight with my father recorded, and I taped over it, like edited it, like 3 years later, being like, this is censored, this is very sensitive information. Like, who does that when you're like, it was like 14, I was like a 14
year old. And editing things was so much harder, because it's like,
you just edit over it. You have a tape, and then you wait until the moment in the tape, and then you just start recording.
And record right over it.
Correct.
And hope you get it right the first time, because otherwise you're going to have to line it up perfectly again.
Yeah.
Or it's like making recording something off the radio. One of the things that I always love about that is it's never going to be perfect right at the beginning of the song. Either you're catching some of the intro or the commercial or whatever before it, or you're coming in 3 seconds into the song because you were running to the tape player and being like, it's my song, I'm going to press record.
That is one of the most amazing discoveries I've had, listening to a lot of the old mixtape/radio recordings. There's nothing like it. There's really nothing like it. It's just, it's organic. And that's what's the most amazing part about it is that there's no rhyme or reason. You just, you go to listen to your favorite song. You request it maybe on your favorite radio station growing up, and then maybe you don't get it lined up right away.
Right.
And or maybe you do, and like you hear the DJ's voice right before the song plays. That's magic. That's just magic. It's such a slice of life.
I should say in the first set we heard, those were not cassette songs.
Those were not at all.
We're getting to that, though.
We're getting there.
In that first set, you heard Teresa Brewer with Music, 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 back from 1950. I only know that song from my grandmother singing it around the house, but it's... It's a good example of old technology prominently placed in music. And we heard Veruca Salt with Victrola, and then Elvis Costello with 45, and then we heard Michelle and Degucello with I'm Digging You Like an Old Soul Record, which was the best song containing the term 8-track that I was able to find in my research for today's show.
That was the first time I heard that song. I really dig that.
Yeah, that's a good song.
That was ill.
That's off her first album from 1993. So we're going to get into cassette tapes specifically. And there's a lot of really interesting things that are idiosyncratic about cassettes, and I think that make them a more interesting artifact in the way that they degrade, in the way that you can't edit really perfectly very easily, in the way that they can break, in the
it's
way that
highly
you have
rudimentary.
To fix them manually or wind them with a pencil,
yep,
or whatever those little things are. And we're going to get even deeper into that when we come back. But first, let's hear some music. We are going to hear a very historically important song on the topic of cassette tapes. The song is about cassettes, and I'll give you a little tease here on the big reveal of why it's so historically important. But this song is going to be called C30, C60, C90 Go. It's by the band Bow Wow Wow, and it is here on Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 67, all about old media. And you are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Boogie and Yo, what's up, P? Yo, nut man, just cool and kick back in the studio with DJ Scratch and my man Frank B. Reminiscing about how we was trying to shop our demo and everybody was dishing, you know what I'm saying? Yo, P, tell him what's up, man.
We was cooling in my car one day, you see. Clocking a double nickel on the L.I.E. When it dawned on us that it was 10 o'clock. Turn on the tunes to hear the DJs rock. The hands got the clapping, the fingers got the snapping. Ian, I was cooling, with this mirrors we was snapping. In and out of fantasies on how large we can get. Cooling rocks and Benzes with the ground effect kits. I wanted black, E was on a two-tone. Stupid booming systems with the hands-free foam. The dream gets better and I would like to go warm. But I was brought back to reality by a toot of a horn. Smoke everywhere, oh just what we needed. On the way to shop our demo in the car overheated. Feeling real low, low enough to die. Holding up traffic on the FDR drive. We had to play ourselves in the fresh dip gear. E double had to push YMD steer. They were in our dreams. The cool with golden limos. And all we kept saying was please listen to my demo. 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 Please listen to my demo.
In the year 87 when we first took off, when I jumped in B68 and broke north. Walking the big city streets of Manhattan, buildings whole nine yards, so enchanting. Thinking if we got a chance, we could rock it. Funky Fresh demo tape in my pocket. We was walking and got this twice today. Then we stopped at 1974 Broadway. We walked in with grins on our chins, and P had juice with Mr. Virgil Sims. He played the tape and we started to laugh. Played a farewell sock and a sleeping bag staff. People started smiling inside, we buck wildin', saying this all started back from freestyling. They liked it and they were very calm, but me and P were like, yo E, where do we sign? We're in the back room, things was lovey-dovey. Met Ron Resnick and his father Juggy. Things was cool, as I remember. We signed the dollar lines, now we fresh waking members. Had dreams of fancy cars and limos, and all I wanted was somebody to listen to my demo.
Please listen to my demo. Please listen to my demo. Please listen to my demo. Please listen to my demo. Please listen to my demo. Please listen to my demo.
Wait a minute.
Drop an old school beat.
To give a strong shout out to TDK, Phenom, Memorex, Maxell. Right. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Come on, run it. Cracked open an old shoebox and got inundated with some dope tunes to rock. White clear or a black case from years of being in my backpack. Names of the tracks of race. PLC, BDP, you know, cats with taste. Make it wax, it'll last to date. Current beats, if you're thirsty, who thought of it first? Put the tape on the shelf, feed yourself on auto reverse. Hit a click, switch to drive, I'm in my ride. Head nod, people are bawling me, roll by. Used to be too much stuff I could go by. Nowadays I don't try and y'all know why. Shower time, how the vine can explain the vibe. Got the floor wet, trying to change the side. Something I can play with pride, but then I'd holler. First select, come around, 10 of my dollars. Better be dope than it was, cause seeing them now makes me think how I lucked up. Dumb bucks just ain't knowing it. Older cats be holding it, ultra magnetic, can't duck over it. Please put the CDs near to spare. Got something to hear that's rare to clear the air. Double day in a pop, that in your deck, joys. What you feelin', pal? Back in effect, boy.
I can't wait to rock. Take the
thing
from the box and put it in yours.
Yo, need I remind my times are so great. While we rhyme, divine, rewind, and rotate.
I can't wait to rock. I listen to the tape that my mom just dropped.
Yo, need I remind my times are so great. While we rhyme, divine, rewind, and rotate.
I got tapes like gates be clocking papes. Yep. Some on top of boxes and some on top of crates. Some without a case and some out in the riding. When I'm on the hunt, I think some of them hide. I let some of them slide when I'm cranking my bass. Falling off a speaker, another suck in the space. Gotta walk, get to get until I pack up the place. But I really ain't tripping cause incredible taste is what I got. Pluck a new tape to rock. Nothing but classics, a few more cool walk. Starting from out with my headphones blasting. If you see me rapping, you might see kids laughing. Ha ha. Wave and step and flip the cassette. Now I'm spinning through some mix a lot. I'm ripping the set.
I used to bump down on Broadway, Hendrix all day. Baby, trade a tape in the G House hallways. And yes, I always, at six on Sundays, had a tape ready to record what Nest made. Though those signs fade, still got tapes made. Take me back in the flash of what we said was the era. Syntax deliver on time with dope lines, even jeans were clever. Time changed like the weather, but I remember when my tapes were when they were much better. Come on.
I can't wait to rock this. Take the tape from the
yo, need I remind what times are so great? Why we rhyme, divine, rewind, and rotate?
I can't wait to rock, I see tape. I listen to the tape that my mom just dropped.
Yo, need I remind what times are so great? Why we rhyme, divine, rewind, and rotate?
Made me think it over, and it told me that you're never coming back here again. We've been doing things the same way for so long that it took me aback. But I don't think I'll ever hear that sad song again.
You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Everybody Plays the Fool. Tonight's topic is old media. And that was the all cassette tape set there. Bunch of different songs. That started out with Bow Wow Wow with their song C30, C60, C90 Go. That song, so the title is referencing different lengths of blank cassette tapes that you could get at the time. And that song has the distinction of being the first ever cassette single.
Ha! Of course.
The Ka-Single came out. That one was released in the UK in 1980 by Bow Wow Wow. The record label didn't promote it because apparently they didn't like the fact that it encouraged home taping, which is all that song's about, so that makes sense.
Who would have thought?
And also, apparently the B-side of that Ka-Single was blank.
That's not unusual.
When they first released
Interesting.
It.
That's not unusual. Some singles did come with just the A side. and then nothing on the B side.
So you could tape over the hole on the bottom and put something of your own on the other side.
Yes. Truth.
Which might be appropriate for that song.
Sometimes they would you had to like put tape on the little like parts like on the left and the right in order to record, because if you pressed record, it wouldn't let you.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, that's what I meant by tape over the scotch tape.
Got it.
Those are things we know about technology that we will never ever have to use again.
Nope.
After Bow Wow Wow, we heard EPMD with Please Listen to My Demo, which my guest Ilan suggested for today's show. That was perfect. The demo tape is a really important piece of history when it comes to the cassette and to recorded media.
And radio, college radio especially.
Absolutely. Anything else about that song that particularly sticks out for you?
No.
It's a good song.
Yeah, I mean, it references very much the way that record companies requested artists to get their material over, as opposed to sending MP3s via email now.
That's right. After EPMD, we heard Giant Panda with their song Digging in the Tapes, which is definitely the most on topic song that we were playing tonight.
Shout out to old producer Doug Johnson for that.
That's right. And that set closed out with the band Spoon and their song Advanced Cassette. That's a great song. And I believe that's referring to the technology in certain cassette decks that you could try to go to the next track and it would find the next silence in the tape. Because unlike CDs, you couldn't switch from one track to the next on a cassette. And so that was this weird sort of intermediary, like imperfect technology that we had, where it was like, it didn't always work, but it was trying to get you to the next song.
I'll admit that I would love to hear that.
But so Advanced Cassette by the band Spoon, who I think they've only been on the show once before. I think they were on the Austin, Texas episode. If you're interested in checking that out, everybodyplaysthefool.com for all my previous episodes. So let's talk a little bit more about cassettes. I know that that's primarily what you started your show with, mm-hmm. Lost and Rewound, here on Radio Free Brooklyn. And what's unique about cassette tapes, that particular technology that's either interesting to you or especially meaningful to you? I mean, did you have an important relationship with that media as when you were growing up?
Oh,
I mean,
sure.
Is it just that's what was around when you were growing up? Is there something specific about cassettes that you like as a media?
Well, it's a lot of things, Shane. My parents were big music heads when they were younger, and they had a lot of vinyl in the house that unfortunately burned down in a house fire when I was three.
Oh, no.
So I didn't really grow up with any vinyl. What they did do from a young age, and somehow they managed to save this tape and it remained intact, was an old tape of me being recorded by them. I guess my mother would like practice, you know, with me talking into a cassette tape. So they definitely fostered and encouraged recording from a very early age for me. So fast forward, when I was eight, they finally get CDs. They have music back in the house. I become very musically inclined. They buy me a tape recorder, maybe like when I was 11, 10 years old, and continued fostering this whole notion that I could record myself on tape, because clearly I still have too much to say and needed a place to put it.
Well, and you're still finding ways to record yourself on the modern equivalent of that.
Sure. So the reason I bring this up is that my history with old media is a little more stunted, I guess, than others.
Not the normal progression.
Correct. I mean, I basically was raised on MTV, and it comes out very apparent when you're listening to a lot of the old clips that I luckily recorded for usage on Lost and Rewound, me just listening to MTV or, you know, watching MTV and recording MTV News or recording Coolio's Gangsta's Paradise on MTV commercial.
Right.
So
they play it every half hour, so it was easy to tape.
I was really into recording things on television. I was really interested in using CDs that I had collected and recording them onto cassette tape. It was accessible.
And you could mix and match and create your own playlist, which wasn't a thing that existed yet.
Correct.
Yeah, it's interesting. I when I first heard about your show, like I like that it's just sort of a practical thing for you, where this is the way that you like the format that you had that to express yourself. Because to me, I thought of like, oh, that's a very the cassette tape is somehow a romanticized thing now, and I think
for a lot of people it is, and
right,
and it should be so.
Part of that is it's that whole thing where like cassettes, it's such an inferior technology, like they degrade very quickly, and
yep.
So it's, but if you want to be kind of zen about it, it's like cassettes are never the same twice. You change them by playing them, you know. I always thought that was kind of a cool thing about them, and the fact that they're so fickle or impermanent, or like you know, it's affected by heat. If you leave it in your glove box, then you can ruin it. You know, if you it's very fragile.
There's a movement. There's a currently a huge movement. Shout out to a gentleman by the name of Wesley Marcarelli, who a part of a group called Tapeheads. They do DJing with tapes. There's like actual legitimate evenings where folks will have the proper setup, the technology,
right,
to do fading in between tapes, and I just find that utterly fascinating.
And a lot of bands are starting to put things out on cassette. I think
viable. It's a viable. It's retro, but it's still a viable.
Yeah, I can't tell
format.
If I think it's if it's like
I'd play it
reclaiming old technology, or if it's cutesy and hipstery and like we're going back to, like, at least there's an argument for vinyl that it's, some people will claim that it's actually superior sound quality in certain ways. With the cassette, it's more, I think it's there's something aesthetically about it that people like, and the fact that it's not the best version of that sound that you can get right now is kind of the point. The fact that it degrades, the fact that it can get scratchy, the fact that it's you know, flimsy.
Yeah, from a technical
but
standpoint.
It's also small and portable, and like there's a lot of things about it that I think people like.
Yeah, and look, I mean, from a nostalgic standpoint versus that of a technical standpoint, there's no debate that from it's more of a nostalgic thing to for me. And that might be due in part to the fact that I didn't really as specify, or I don't know if I specified this on air, but off air I was telling you, I didn't really collect a lot of tapes. I actually collected more so CDs. Mm-hmm. I would go to shows, and sometimes like a promoter would, you know, someone would slip me like a tape of some like label artist or whatever, and I had these freebie tapes. But I didn't go out seeking tapes to purchase, unless I was recording over something.
I remember being a kid and going to. Back when you would buy music in department stores, I remember going to the
Tower Records,
the music section of a department store, and being like, "Well, I could buy a CD that I want, or I could buy two cassettes, and that way I get two albums worth of material that I get to bring home."
Mm.
And so I'd rather get that than just one CD. And obviously, audio fidelity was not a concern of mine at that age. You know, if I was a 13-year-old going into a store, that wasn't what I was thinking about, but. I also thought it was interesting. I remember a few years back, they were still tracking cassette sales in stores.
Really?
10 years ago or 10 or 15 years ago, maybe. And seeing what were still being sold long after the cassette had disappeared. And it was just like a couple really specific 90s R&B albums that were at the top of the chart for cassette sales. I always thought that was funny.
Interesting, yeah.
But, I don't know. So do you think, how important is nostalgia in people's valuing of these older media formats?
Well, first off, nostalgia is only one piece of the puzzle, because a lot of times when you're listening to something, it may not necessarily mean anything to you. It could be just simply that of, it just sounds like children. So for a lot of people listening to our show specifically, depending on what relationship they have with our guest, if we have a guest, or with Jimmy or I when we're doing the show, our goal is to make it more about just nostalgia, because we could talk until our faces are blue about what shows, what songs, what books, what fads, what shoes we had, etc.
Right.
I mean, that's nostalgia in a nutshell. But we're talking about the people behind those tastes. We're talking about who we were and what our family life was like. And there's a lot more about nostalgia that comes into the fray. So when I listen, because all I can go is with me. I mean, but I guess with anybody, depending on what relationship they have with the sounds of their youth.
Right.
They have...
Whether it's the crackle and pop of a vinyl record, or it's the, you know, the sound of a rewinding cassette tape.
Sure. I mean, there's an associative feeling to a lot of the sounds that you're hearing. And I know that I could remember where I was when I recorded certain things and what was going through my head when I was recording it. And that really... It speaks more for how weird of a freaking good memory I have, but that's just me.
Also,
can't be too subjective.
Physical media gives you something to hang that memory on in terms of tactile memory.
Yeah,
and we don't really have that now. And I think that's one of the, you know, this is something else that I'm thinking about with this show tonight is whatever your age, you have a different combination of media formats that sort of make up your childhood or teenage years or whatever, or important memories that you have, whether it's vinyl or 8-tracks or CDs or DATs or mini discs or even MP3s or FLAC files or whatever you got into.
It's you're like, getting way too obscure for me.
It's not that obscure.
No, I know.
But the thing now is that with streaming, even when compared to other sort of, you know, digital, like not tangible media, there's no concept of ownership of music or an actual collection of things that you can look at. And obviously with physical media, it's just like, here's the box of all of my music collection. But you, in looking at the pictures or picking up the record jackets or the cassette boxes or whatever, that's something to hang a memory on to help you remember it, because it's bringing in other sense memory to jog those memories. So it'll be interesting to see how the feel of the iPhone in your hand or whatever it is the thing, like, which is not different from song to song. So it'll be interesting to see how people's memories develop and sort of evolve alongside our technology, because they don't have that physical thing to hang on to anymore.
One of our recent guests, Amber Dreyas, storyteller, she was telling on the show that she's decided to get slowly recollecting all of her previously owned albums on CD, on record, and evidently when she purchased them on vinyl, she'll purchase them on vinyl and they'll come with a thumb drive of all of the songs. Which,
oh, weird. I've seen them come with download codes.
That's something similar of that variety. I don't know. I just don't find that to be really necessary for me. I guess it's cool. It is really cool to have that.
I like that.
One thing or the other, I think I would actually just prefer having just the straight physical vinyl. I think that just feels a lot nicer, because if you're going to go all the way and have the physical copy of the album, I think that just seems like a much more... I was always a big fan, a sucker for the cover art and the package.
Oh, sure.
That was my thing.
For me, vinyl is more of a social experience and digital audio is more of me walking around by myself as a personal experience.
Yeah.
So I might have something on record that I would never own digitally because I only want to listen to it in social settings, or I might only have it in digital format because I'm never going to put it on at a party or put it on like as we're sitting around in the living room or something.
I think tapes somehow manages to find a way to be both.
That's a really good point to end on. So there you have it, folks. Cassette tapes, the best of all the physical media, the best of all worlds combined in one convenient
everybody
plastic
plays the fool
package.
Everybody closes the book.
So do you have any plugs? You want to plug your show again?
Yeah. We're on every Thursday afternoon at 3 p.m. here on Radio Free Brooklyn. And Jimmy Hoffman is my co-host. I am Alon Danziger, and I can get your contributions if you want to submit anything. Email us at lostandrewound@radiofreebrooklyn.org. And we're on Radio Free Brooklyn's website at radiofreebrooklyn.com/LAR.
There you go.
Learn
Listen
more
to
there.
Lost and Rewound. Revisit those cassette-based memories and hear some other people's interesting stories. Check out radiofreebrooklyn.com to find out more info about other great shows like Lost and Rewound and all of the other amazing shows we have on the station. While you're there, if you like what you hear, please chip in a couple of bucks. We do appreciate it.
Yeah.
This is a, this place runs on volunteer time and host time and the support of our listeners as well. So if you can afford to kick in a couple bucks, we would really appreciate it. Keep the lights on around here. Let's see what else. I will say I've got music trivia coming up. on October 3rd is the next one. First Tuesday
so much fun.
Of every month. Alon has been there many times. He's won a number of times, if I'm not mistaken.
Stop.
So if you want to come and challenge Alon to the greatest music trivia duel of all time, come on down to Bar Chord here in Brooklyn, New York. You can find out more info at facebook.com/musictrivianyc. All right, I think we got time for one more song here. This is going to be a song that I only recently discovered, but I really like it. It's another song about records. It's a lot of fun. This one's by The Tweeds, and it's called I Need That Record. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 67, with the theme of old media, with my special guest, Ilan Danziger. Thanks for coming out, Ilan. I really appreciate you joining me.
Thank you, Shane.
Let's hear that song by The Tweeds, and it will close us out. Have a great night. Stick around for the next best thing. And thanks for listening. This is Radio Free Brooklyn.